second hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on this beautiful Friday. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Don't forget, you just made the list coming up in 1 hour from now. You'll need to participate. Tell us who or what has made you mad. We've got a pair of tickets before you can even buy them. Although I do think they just went on sale. Dierks Bentley at Bridgestone Arena, Friday, February 25th. So that's what's on the line coming up at noon. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you, now joined by Alan Bell from Sportsline. We just passed the one-year mark, the one-year anniversary, sports betting here in the good old state of Tennessee. Alan, how do you think 1 year in, how did we stack up? If you were giving us a grade as a state, what would you say?
Absolutely an A. It's been fantastic. Tennesseans have done well with it. The process, you know, of the Tennessee Lottery and how they've rolled it out has been fantastic as well. So, yeah, an A grade on all sides. It's been fantastic.
You know, whenever you know, whether it's a new car or a new model or something new, typically there's a lot of hiccups and there's a lot of problems and kinks and things you've got to work out. And I really kind of expected that. And I'm not saying it was flawless. You would know better than me. But it didn't feel like there were a lot of kinks and hiccups and things to work through. Like I said, I'm not sure it was flawless, but overall, for doing something for the first time in this state, I thought it went pretty smooth. Would you agree, or do you have something else, another angle to go with this?
No, I agree. I mean, it's almost been flawless. You're exactly right. Like, you know, of all the parties that are involved, the bettors, all right, the state with the Tennessee Lottery, and then the actual companies, like, we really haven't had any hiccups whatsoever. I mean, it if you, you know, were on the, you know, the leadership team of rolling this out, you would be very, very happy after 1 year. I mean, literally, it's been about as good as you could hope for.
Do you have any advice to people that maybe are still kind of trying and dabbling this for the first time, or they're still, you know, kind of new to this? Because I do find myself, even somebody who understands how this works and what it's all about, like, if you're a new customer and you're signing up for some promo, like, read the fine print and understand, you know, how this works. Because I do think for people who are, you know, because there may be a catch of it's got to be a certain line, right? Like, you can't just guarantee it. It's got to be, sometimes it's like minus 150 or worse, or what have you. Would you have any advice for people out there that are still kind of trying all this for the first time?
Yeah. So, you know, I would say this. First off, you know, understand, you know, the promos and things that are out there. So when you are first signing up, yeah, you've got a lot of good things you can take advantage of. You know, companies will offer, you know, risk-free bet of up to $1,000. They'll offer, you know, a payback if you lose. I mean, all kinds of different things. So first off, find those, because those companies spend a lot of money to get that out there. Take advantage of it, all right? And then number two is that when you get into it, understand, like, this is a tough business. The best in the world at this might get to 60%, right? Like, that's how hard that this is. So don't make it more difficult on yourself. Don't, you know, you don't have to play every game. You don't have to put down, you know, money on games that you don't know. Find your teams and your games, you know, each week that, you know, you see a little bit of an angle on, and go with that, right? And you know, don't go crazy with parlays, anything, you know, to that, you know, manner. And then the last one really is this, is understand when you're betting football, understand what your key numbers are, okay? So your key numbers, think about scoring in football, 3-7, 3-7, okay? So in the NFL from 2015 to this season, all right, 14.5% of all NFL games in that span end with a margin of 3 points, okay? Mm-hmm. So 3 and under is about 24%, 25%. So when you're looking at numbers, there is a massive difference between 2.5, 3, and 3.5. The same thing with 7, all right? 6.5, 7, 7.5. There are massive differences between those. So understand, find your value. And if you have any questions, literally, I'm on Twitter. If you're brand new, please shoot me a message. We will walk through it. because we want, you know, it's all of us together against the books.
At Alan Bell 247 is how you can do that, and he's not kidding. He will get back to you. So those are good tips. Do you like futures bets? Do you like them? Do you think there's value in those, or is it just something fun to do?
It's both. I do like them, and it is fun, right? Understand that, you know, when you place a futures bet, like say you're going to place it on the Braves to go back-to-back, okay, win the World Series next year, and you're going to place it today. Well, first off, good job by getting out there early because that's when you're going to find your best odds. But also understand that, you know, that money is going to sit there all year, right? You're not going to be able to use it. So, you know, with futures, you know, understand that as you, you know, kind of work through your bankroll and, you know, the amount of money that, you know, you have dedicated to this, understand that, that you're not going to have access to that for a year, right? But, yeah, like, you know, what you could do right now is say you've got – you want to bet on the winner of the World Series, and you're going to go, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but like, you know, if the number one favorite, so let's just say the Braves are at plus 1,000, okay? Well, you could actually use those numbers early against the books. So if you say, if you placed, say you have $100 to put down on this, or $90 or whatever, like take $10, put it on the Braves, and then you could choose eight more teams, right, that are going to be above that number, and now you've hedged the book against itself. You're guaranteeing profit now over nine teams, right? So just kind of use those strategies because early you can really pit those numbers back against the books if you just do some kind of simple math with it.
Yeah, I told Chase I don't have the patience to wait that long for a, like a $10 bet or a $20 bet because he showed me. Chase, I don't remember whose future bet it was, but he, whoever it was, had the Tampa Bay Lightning winning the Stanley Cup, the Braves winning the World Series, and the Titans winning the Super Bowl. Obviously, two of those have already hit, and that's a $10 futures bet for like $22,000.
Yeah,
and I said, it's so intriguing, but I just don't have I don't have the patience to wait that long on a $10 bet.
Yeah, it's true. Like, that's the thing is, like, it's going to sit there, and you're going to think about it every day for, you know, what, 365 days. So understand that when you're playing that market, yeah, you got to bake that in.
If I were asking you to be the odds maker and assess an over-under on Adrian Peterson carries this week, this Sunday night, what would you have the number at?
All right, so it's funny that you asked that. We just ran the numbers on the Titans game. For this week, so I've got our projection on what we think Adrian Peterson is going to be on his carries. I would put the over under at 11.5. I'm going to make you choose. Like, you're going to have to eat the hook, and you're going to have to either go 12 and up, you know, or 11 and under.
So 11.5, a new wrinkle.
Yeah,
very good.
We were talking. We were batting around 9.5 and 10.5. Earlier on the show. Okay,
I smell a pick six coming here. That's interesting.
You've got a good sniffer.
I'll be thinking along those lines. So, Alan, let's go further with that game. Alan Bell with us as we talk a lot of odds this week. I would imagine the money line not very heavy on the Titans for this game with all that they're facing, not just the injury to Derrick Henry, but there's some other key guys that are very much in question. So, what do you think? What's the right angle in a game like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, you're looking at, let's just say, the spread is sitting right at 7. Okay, so 67% of the public is on the Rams -7. All right? 24% of the public is on the Titans money line. All right, so it's only 24%, but, you know, the Titans winning three straight outright as underdogs does get people's attention. So how I would look at it is it's sitting right here at 7. So you've got an equal number on both sides. If you think that it's probably going to go Rams 7.5 as we get closer. So if you're betting the Rams, do it now because you do not want to eat that hook because, you know, as we just talked about, the difference between 7 points and 8 points is two scores. Okay. So you just baked in a ton of more risk for 1 point, right? So if you're going to bet the Rams, do it now. If you're going to bet the Titans with the spread, wait. Right? Like, just wait. Because as that number gets to 7.5, well, now the Rams have to win by two scores, right? So that's kind of how I would approach it. Also, I think the best play is probably going to be the under 53, because I can see the Titans offense going through a game script of trying to figure this thing out, right? Like, they're not going to change a ton, but you're going to have to change something. It's not going to be the same. And you also have a Rams team that, yes, their wide receivers do lead the league in receiving yards, but Sean McVay loves to run the football. He's more old school than people give him credit for. I could see him, if the Rams get up, they just try to run the ball, run the clock, get out, and move on. So I think, to me, I think the under 53 is probably the best play.
How many points do you think just the fact that Derrick Henry is out was worth on this line? If the line is 7 now, what would it have been if Derrick Henry were in?
It would have about 6, right? So about a full point, which doesn't sound like a ton, but it is. And especially for a running back. Like, there's probably, you know, Nick Chubb was out, you know, for the Browns, what, the last 3 weeks? They didn't move the line at all. And he's a fantastic running back, right? So, yeah, about a point is what he's been worth. And, yeah, that's pretty significant, you know, in the grand scheme.
We are talking to Alan Bell from Sportsline, talking some sports betting with him. And I have some games to ask you about on Saturday, and also actually one tonight. Let's start with this. Virginia Tech, Boston College. Do you have a lean on that one?
Yeah, so look, I think Virginia Tech is going to win this game, but it's going to be pretty close. Boston College is not a bad school at all, especially at home. Yeah, you're looking at a spread of 2.5. Oof, this one's tough. I think the best play probably is going to be the over. We've seen on Thursday and Friday nights in college football that these scores get out of hand pretty quickly, right? So if you're looking at a game to where it's probably Virginia Tech wins 27, 26, 28, 27, like something like that, you probably have a whole lot more wiggle room with the over than you do with the spread.
All right, now to the SEC, because I think there are some intriguing matchups in the SEC, and I'm going to start with the Hugh Freeze Bowl in Oxford. Liberty is getting 9.5, and my lean here, Alan, is taking the 9.5.
Yeah, I don't blame you on this. I mean, first off, we got to figure out, you know, the full, you know, injury status of Matt Corral. But if that number's at 9.5, that means he's going to play. And I don't think any of us, you know, doubt that he would play. But, yeah, I mean, 9.5 is a lot of points, right? And especially for somebody like the interesting thing is that you have two coaches who are both petty enough that they would want to kind of show it off to the other one, right? So I think that kind of negates anything there. Hugh Freeze might be a better football coach than Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's probably the better overall, like, you know, recruiter and blah, 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 and all that. But as for just X's and O's, like, Hugh Freeze knows what he's doing. So if you're giving me 9.5, yeah, I think I ride with you on that one.
Okay, and then Auburn getting 4.5 on the road at Texas A&M. I like the Auburn Tigers as well.
Yep, I do too. You know, Bo Nix has been an enigma, you know, pretty much his entire career. You don't know which one you're going to get. But, yeah, I like Auburn in this one. I think Auburn is the better team overall. Auburn certainly has a great defense. I think this is a good game for the under as well. I can see it being, you know, two teams that really don't want to make that big mistake offensively. So, excuse me, so they try to play, you know, a bit more conservative. They try to run the ball. They try to go, you know, short passing game as a run game. Type thing. Like, this could be an old school, like, Jefferson Pilot SEC game, honestly. Right? Like, I think I roll with the under here, but I'm with you on Auburn as well. Yeah.
I like that. And then tomorrow night in primetime, Tennessee is now a 1-point favorite on the road at Kentucky. I mean, does this close as a pick 'em?
Probably so. You know, and it's crazy to see the amount of movement that, you know, it's already been. I mean, I think Kentucky opened a 3-point favorite, so it swung 4 points, jumped the fence with Tennessee. But you're right, it probably ends as a pick, and I think that's about where it should be. I think that both of these teams are pretty even. They get there in different ways, but the talent level and what they can do is pretty even. I'll say this. We just talked about Auburn, Texas A&M being, you know, one of those, you know, kind of old school JP games. I think this is going to be a shootout,
yeah,
to be completely honest with you. Like, I think both teams offensively are going to score points. I think both can play defense, but what each other's offense does, that defense kind of isn't built to stop it. So if anything, I think I would play the over in this one and just enjoy what should be a really good game.
Okay, last one for you in the NFL. I got a request from somebody we both know asking about the Battle of Ohio, Cleveland on the road at Cincinnati, Cincinnati minus 2.5.
All right, so look, I'm all over the Bengals 2.5 here, and I'll tell you why. Look, Cincinnati's 2-0 straight up and 2-0 against the spread this season after a loss. Joe Burrow in his NFL career, 7-1 against the spread following a loss as well. Now get this. All the craziness going on with the Browns and Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield's injury and Odell's dad and his Twitter account. Think about this. The Browns are 0-9 against the spread in its last 9 regular season games against AFC North teams. 0-9. And Baker Mayfield's lost 3 straight starts. So, yeah, give me the Bengals on this one.
All right. Good stuff there. Alan, appreciate it as always, my friend. It's good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon.
Man, I look forward to it. Y'all are the best. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great weekend.
Alan Bell of Sportsline talking some sports betting with you, trying to help you out, make your picks this weekend, hit on a few games as we get into the football weekend. We'll have much more coming. You just made the list coming up at noon. But first, Willie, why don't you tell us about Lee Company?
All right. Alan got my blood flowing with the old Jefferson Pilot reference there. That was a good reference of the day right there, the throwback. Let me tell you about Lee Company, 615-567-1000. That's always the number to remember. And as the weather continues to get colder, by the way, the sun is actually trying to peek out here. It's been raining about 90% of the time I've been here in Vancouver. The heating unit, it's going to be important for you. And if it's not running efficiently, maybe you just started using it and you think it's not heating exactly right. Maybe it's working a little too hard, something like that. Or it's just gone kaput on you. Well, now's the time. 615-567-1000. Call Lee Company. They'll be on it. And while you're at it, ask them about their home maintenance plan, because then you're not going to get behind. You're going to have the yearly checkups. Once a year, they'll check your heating unit, your cooling unit, your plumbing system, your electric system, the four pillars of what makes your house run properly. And they're going to check and make sure everything is running right. If it's not, you get discounts on those repairs if you're part of the home maintenance plan. It's worked really well for our family. It can for you as well. LeeCompany.com is the website. 615-567-1000. Lee Company, proud sponsor, Nashville Predators.